A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Let's consider the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 11. The word of God says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Obedience. Obedience is another key, a major key that builds up your inner man. Obedience. Every act of obedience strengthens your inner man and empowers you. Every act of obedience moves you closer to God, takes you higher in the spirit realm. It takes you higher in the things of the Spirit of God. Whereas every act of disobedience draws you farther from God, takes you farther rather from God. It takes you away from the Almighty God. Every act of disobedience weakens your spiritual life, weakens your inner man, because the disobedience is like witchcraft and it draws you away from the Almighty God. Every act of obedience we harass draws us closer to God. Obedience. Obedience was what gave the men of faith great grace and great power in God's kingdom. Jesus, a perfect example and Lord, obeyed. He lived in obedience. He humbled himself and he was in obedience to the Father. And so God gave him a name that is above every other name. In obedience, Abraham walked with God and he got the blessings and the promises of God in his life. He was a man of implicit obedience with God. And obeying every instruction of God draws you closer to him and opens you up to more instruction, fresh instructions and new instructions from the Almighty. Don't ever forget, God, by his Spirit, will never instruct a man beyond his last act of obedience. Beyond your last act of obedience, you will no longer be instructed. You have to obey. You must live a life of obedience if you want to see the hand of God in your life. Obey God. Obedience is better. The Bible says, if they obey, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That is what obedience does. The Bible also tells us in the book of the prophet Isaiah, if you obey, you will eat the good of the land. God will strengthen everyone who lives in obedience to him, in obedience to the word of God. You have to live in obedience if you want your inner man to be strong. Don't forget, every act of obedience strengthens your inner man, draws you closer to God, gives you power in the spiritual realm. Whereas every act of disobedience takes you away from God and then weakens your inner man. Your inner man becomes weak each time you disobey the instructions of God, each time you do not live in obedience to God, each time you do not live in obedience to the word of God. Obedience is key in the building of your inner man. Obedience is central to the development of your spiritual man, your spirit being. Let us live in obedience. This lifestyle of obedience is essential to building up our inner man. And finally, a clean hand and a right living. To build your inner man, you need clean hands and right living. In Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5, the Bible says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Clean hands and a pure heart guarantees your place in God's presence, guarantees your place in the presence and in the hill of the Lord. Having a clean hands. Clean hands gives you access to his presence. Right living allows you access into the presence of God. I encourage you to live right. I encourage you to clean your hands. Remove every stain, every dirt from your hand. Remove impurity far from you. Let your hands be clean. Let your heart be clean. Let your heart be pure. Clean your hands. Wash yourself. Clean hands and right living will strengthen you, will empower your inner man. When you live right, God himself will be your defense. The only reason why no enchantment against Jacob, why there was no divinity against Israel, no divination against him, was because impurity was not found in him. No perverseness was found in him. What a way to build up your inner man, to strengthen yourself. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, the word of God says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. They were practicing mischief, practicing enchantment and divination against Jacob and Israel. But because the destiny of Jacob was strong, because the inner man of Israel was strong, the divination couldn't work against them. The enchantment failed totally. And in verse number 21, the Bible makes it clear to us why the enchantment against Jacob could not work and why the divination against Israel failed. Verse 21 of Numbers chapter 23 says, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. So the Lord his God is with them, and the shout of a king is among them. Because no iniquity, no impurity, no perverseness was found in Israel and in Jacob, God was present with him. And for that reason, there was no enchantment and no divination could overpower or subdue him. Dear listener, wash your hands and clean your heart from all impurity and live right. Right living strengthens a man. When you live wrongly, when you live anyhow, carelessly, recklessly, you weaken your inner man and you make God incapacitated in standing up to help you. Don't forget, the person who will ascend to the hill of the Lord and who will stand in his holy place is the man with a clean hands, a man with a pure heart, a man who has not lifted up his soul to vanity. Clean your hands, wash yourself. In Job chapter 17, verse 9, the Bible says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. If you have clean hands, you will be stronger and stronger. So clean hands build spiritual strength and spiritual stamina and energy into us. With iniquity in your hands, with unclean hands, your confidence is broken or destroyed. Your boldness leaves you. The righteous is as bold as a lion, whereas the wicked fleeth, the wicked runs when nobody is pursuing him. It is the sin of the wicked that is pursuing him. It is his unclean hands that is pursuing him. But a man whose hands are clean is as bold as a lion. You have confidence because your hands are clean. Dear listener, wash your hands, clean yourself, live right. Let your life be pleasing unto God, and he will strengthen your inner man. His name will be honored and be glorified in your life. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the grace to walk with you in obedience, to live a life of implicit obedience to the praise of your name. Lift your voice and receive that grace. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will give me the grace to walk before you in obedience. Help me to live a life of obedience, implicit obedience to you, the living God. In the name of Jesus, help me, dear Father, to cultivate a lifestyle of obedience, whether it is convenient or not convenient. Help me to obey your word. Help me to obey your instructions. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to ask for the cleansing of your hands and of your heart by the blood of Jesus. Father, wash my hands with the blood. Purify my heart with your fire. In the name of Jesus, I ask that my hands be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, that my heart be purified by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, wash my hands, O God. Cleanse my heart, O God, from all impurity, from all uncleanness. Let me be thoroughly washed by the blood of Jesus. O God, I come to you and I confess my sins, my inadequacies. I confess them to you. Cleanse me, O God, from all iniquity. Your word says, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess all my sins, and I ask that you will forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let me go from strength to strength. Let me be stronger and stronger. Let my inner man be stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus, this is my prayer, O God, that my inner man will be stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let my inner man be stronger and stronger, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let every enchantment and divination against my life, against my family, my destiny, my business, my ministry, fail totally because of your presence with me in the name of Jesus. Don't take your presence away from me, O God. Let the shout of the King be heard among us, in my life, in my family. Don't withdraw your presence from me, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so let every enchantment and every divination against my life, against my family, against my ministry and business, let it fail totally in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, strengthen me with might in the inner man by your Spirit. Lord, I pray that by your Spirit you will strengthen me with might in the inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, strengthen me, O God, because I have known you, because I am born of God. Strengthen me with might in the inner man, because I have developed the culture of prayers as I wait on you. Strengthen my tongue. Make my tongues like the pen of a ready writer. Let my words produce great result to the praise of the glory of your name. Strengthen me with might in the inner man as I wait on you, as I study your word, as I live a life of obedience with clean hands and right living. Strengthen me, O God, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray that you will receive the blessing from the Almighty God and righteousness from the God of your salvation. I pray that the Lord will increase to strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Spirit. Your spirit man will not be feeble, but strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral, as we gather again on day 4 of our 18th anniversary celebration programs, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may join the meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.